We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by Baxter Health. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Hello and good evening, everyone, from Warrior Field on the campus of Little Rock Christian Academy. We're proud to bring you tonight's broadcast of Mountain Home Bomber football. Matt Sharp filling in this evening for Brad Haworth, who's still not feeling well. We hope he gets feeling better as soon as we can. But Mountain Home Bombers are here in Little Rock to take on the Little Rock Christian Warriors this evening. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 0-6 on the season. They are currently 0-4 in the 5A West, or 6A West, excuse me. Bombers' last game, of course, this past Friday night, a 52-14 loss at the hands of Pulaski Academy. It was a game that the Bruins pretty much controlled the entire first half, covering multiple onside kicks, using their both their air game and their ground game in that first half to amass in the first half alone 519 yards of total offense. Mount Home was able to get things going a little bit better on both sides of the ball in the second half, but again, PA went ahead and cruised to a 38-point victory. As for this Little Rock Christian team, they are currently 3-2 overall and 1-2 in the 6A West. Their last game was also against Pulaski County. They actually had last week off, so they fell to the Bruins 2 weeks ago, 49-26 in that game. It was a game that Christian admitted to a lot of mistakes in that contest. We'll talk more about that as we continue on. But but their two losses are to very good teams, not only to Pulaski Academy, but also to a very good Lake Hamilton team that Mountain Home saw earlier this year. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk more about tonight's matchup as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Little Rock Christian here in Little Rock. You're listening to the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Farmers and Merchants Bank is adding more convenient banking across Arkansas. An exciting new MVP Center will soon be up and running in Mountain Home at the East Branch on Highway 62. The MVP Center is interactive teller machines with real tellers on screen to make nearly all your bank transactions faster and easier. Plus, the hours are more convenient, 7 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 till noon on Saturdays. Always finding a better way at Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
And a brighter day up ahead.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Simmons Bank, nominated by Forbes magazine as a top U.S. bank, takes great pride in investing in our friends and neighbors. For more than 100 years, we've worked to make our customers' dreams come true, earning trust with convenient and reliable financial tools, checking and savings accounts, home and consumer loans, small business loans, and low-rate credit cards. Wherever you are on your financial journey, we're there with you every step of the way. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Mountain Home High School students in the EASE program get to help their community stay safe. Sadie Quick, a member of East, tells about a recent project.
One of my favorite things about East is just helping the community. Last year, I got to work with the Drug Task Force to make videos to just showcase some of the signs of anxiety and other Drug Task Force resources. And it's just great to see people use your resources and help the community in general.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our bombers.
You know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy, for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070. 1-800-672-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Welcome you back to the Baxter Health pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. Baxter Health proudly supporting Bomber Athletics since 1963. Mount Home here in Little Rock, getting ready to take on Little Rock Christian this evening, and Tobias Pugsley joining me here on the broadcast. And Tobias, it's this would be a good win for Mount Home if they're able to spoil Christian's homecoming night tonight.
Oh my goodness, Matt! If we could come in here and spoil homecoming, it would just be a tremendous way, a wonderful ride home. Really excited tonight, and you know, it is homecoming here. The only thing I don't like about homecoming is that they spread out the pregame stuff so long, and usually by the time the players get back on the field, you know, there's just a lot of distractions. So. But really excited, Matt. No, tonight we face a team that, you know, it's pretty typical in our conference. They have several really, really high caliber players. Just to start off, look at number 4. You'll hear his number not a lot tonight.
Yes.
That's Walker White. Just a tremendous quarterback. Already has 17 D1 offers, including Ohio State, I believe I heard.
Yeah.
And along with Arkansas, I believe he got offered Arkansas back in April. Also, they have a really great running back. I'm hearing, keep an eye out on number 2 tonight, Anoki. You're probably going to hear his name a lot. And then on the defensive side of the ball, this is actually pretty interesting. They have a safety, Matt, that is 6'3", 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
A 6'3", 200-pound safety.
Very rare.
If you know much about high school football, you know that is definitely a rarity.
Yes, it is. Let's talk more about Walker White. You know, it's amazing what he's been able to do with both the size and the speed that he puts on display. He's a dual threat quarterback in every word possible.
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to see him run it tonight. You're going to see him throw it. We saw him out here in warmups just whipping the ball all over the field. And so our defense is going to have to play heads up tonight. They have a lot of weapons.
Yes.
And they're going to have their hands full. But it's homecoming. We hope that the Little Rock Christian comes in distracted, and we can sneak in the win tonight.
You know, one thing I talked to Steve Airy about during the coaches' show was PA. The Christian, their last game against PA, a lot of the mistakes they made. One thing that really caught my eye: they had 10 penalties in that game for 93 yards. That's that really hurt them, and if. So that's got to help Mount Home's chances. I don't know if that's a regular occurrence for Christian, but if it is, if Mount Home can play smart tonight, that's got to be a plus for them tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. They were going to have to play smart, and And, you know, maybe that to me, if seeing that on paper, I think automatically, well, we're playing a team that's not very disciplined.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but Mountain Home's going to have to take those opportunities and capitalize. If not, it's going to be a long night down here in Little Rock.
Mountain Home, again, coming off that tough loss to Pulaski County, 52-14. You know, it's a loss that you want to learn from, but at the same time, you don't want to dwell on it. I know the tough part about that game was, I know the week prior to that, Mountain Home worked a lot on onside kicks. It just didn't show in the stat column.
Yeah, if you know a team's going to come to your house and onside kick it every time, you practice that a lot, like we heard that they did, and just couldn't, you know, recover. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate, but tonight it's a totally different game, totally different team. You know, I'm excited about what Mountain Home brings to the table. I call it the 6-7-8 combo. You know, Cade Yates, the quarterback, handing off to Chenoweth, our running back, and then tossing it over to Brady Barnett. So excited to see them line it up tonight. You know, when those guys are clicking, watch out, because Mountain Home really can move the football when they want to.
Well, a lot of other good matchups tonight in the state. We're going to take a break and come back and talk more about what else is going on in the state and in the area this evening as Mountain Home gets ready to take on Little Rock Christian. You're listening to the Baxter Health Pregame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
What is an absolute must for every home seller? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Schaub. In this market, your home has to have a fabulous online presence.
Professional photos and videos are a must.
The Ozarks team has a professional real estate photographer on staff.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
Joe Klein here for Bet Saracen, Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
You bet it is, Joe, and football is in the air, which means Bet Saracen has everything you're looking for and more right there on your cell phone.
Now everyone can get in the game and follow your favorite team.
And that's right on the money. If putting down a little wager makes your favorite game a little more exciting, well, go to the app stores and download Bet Saracen. We even got a demo video to show you how to play.
Or find it at BetSaracen.com.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mountain Home High School's FBLA member Lily Foster speaks on how FBLA is about more than just business.
My big thing is that I wish it was more emphasized that FBLA isn't just business related. There's just so many different things that you can test or present over, and there's different opportunities like scholarships and all this other stuff that just makes the whole experience so beneficial for everyone.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
The love of football defines fall weekends and, in many homes, our families. But it's a demanding sport that can cause injury. That's why UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is on sidelines and in locker rooms for high schools and colleges across the state, ready to care for athletes with clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas. UAMS Health, official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics and future Razorbacks all over Arkansas. Learn more at uams.health/team.
Welcome you back to the Baxter Health Pregame Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home getting ready to take on Little Rock Christian this evening here in the state's capital city. We'll have more on that in a little bit, but let's talk a little bit about what else is going on tonight. First off, in the 6A West, Lake Hamilton, who is ranked 7th in the state overall, 3rd in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media, at home tonight against Greenbrier. Russellville hosting Van Buren tonight. Actually, just up the road from us, Pulaski Academy is hosting Solemn Springs this evening, Tobias.
That one will be ugly.
Yeah, probably so. Bruins coming to that game ranked fourth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A. Greenwood is idle this week. Bulldogs currently ranked sixth overall, number two in Class 6A. On the local level, and actually this is something Tobias and I were just talking about. It's his alma mater versus my alma mater. Yellville Summit is hosting Quitman this evening for homecoming tonight.
It's going to be a matchup, Matt.
It is.
We're going to be watching that one closely on our feed.
Yeah, and I talked to head coach Justin Crane before the game, and you know they. They felt like that Quitman really disrespected them last year. And so, you know, this is a game that they've been circling.
Yeah, they're coming for payback this year, and I can't wait. I hope they light into them. No offense. But Justin's done a great job over there this year. Coach Crane just really proud to see the momentum and the energy that the Yellville program has. It's amazing what winning can do, but I've known Justin for a lot of years, and I know his work ethic, and I know – that this is probably just the start of another long tradition of winning over at Yellville Summit.
Also this evening, Salem is at Melbourne tonight. The Bearcats, boy, they are looking good this year. They are ranked third in Class 3A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Also tonight, Harrison has made the trip to Springdale to take on Shiloh Christian, who's ranked fourth in Class 5A. Also West Plains at home against Lebanon. Hollister playing at Mount Vernon. Forsyth is at home against Stratford, Branson at Republic, and Ava has made the trip to Thayer. And the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number one overall and in Class 7A, they're here in Little Rock as well to take on Central. I figure the Hornets should pretty much dominate that game every which way, too. Conway, who is number two overall and in Class 7A, is at sixth-ranked Cabot, who is also number four in Class 7A. Bentonville, who is number three overall and in Class 7A, has made the trip to Rogers to face Heritage. It almost seems strange seeing Rogers in the top 10 now, but the Mounties are undefeated right at the moment. Ranked eighth in the state overall and number five in Class 7A. They're in Centerton tonight to take on Bentonville West. Number nine, Little Rock Catholic, who is also number four in Class 6A at Sheridan. And number 10, Fayetteville, hosting a Fort Smith Southside. We've already gone through all the 7A and 6A top five games and the 5A ones that I haven't yet mentioned. Number one, Joe T. Robinson has made the trip to Maumelle. Second-ranked Little Rock Parkview is hosting Hope this evening. Third-ranked Magnolia is at home against Camden Fairview. And number five, Mills, is entertaining Pine Bluff. In the Class 4A top five, second-ranked Ashdown is at fifth-ranked Malvern. Big matchup tonight in Class 4A. Number three, Harding Academy hosting Ball Knob tonight in Searcy. And fourth-ranked Warren is at Dumas. Number one, Arkadelphia is idle this week. In the Class 3A top five games that I haven't yet mentioned, number one, Prescott at home against Falk. Second-ranked Boonville playing at Greenland tonight. Number four, Ryzen is at Camden Harmony Grove. Fifth-ranked Charleston is at Mansfield. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Hazen at England. Second-ranked Mark Tree is at Desark this evening. Fourth-ranked East Poinsett County hosting Cross County over in Lepanto. And number five, Mount Ida is at home against Lafayette County. Third-ranked Carlisle is idle this week. On the eight-man level, Izard County was scheduled to host Kip Delta tonight, but that game has been postponed and rescheduled for next week. Marshall and in Newark tonight to take on Cedar Ridge and Mountain View, who is the top-ranked team in Class 4A-3A in Hot Springs tonight to take on Cutter Morning Star. The Yellow Jackets have had a really good season since moving to eight-man. One other game in the eight-man top three for 4A-3A, it is number two, Fountain Lake, hosting third-ranked Subiaco Academy. And in the Classes 2A-1A eight-man, number one, Mountain Pine, is at second-ranked Spring Hill, and number three, Woodlawn, is hosting Hermitage. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will take another break, come back, and get ready for tonight's matchup as we continue on the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
The House of Realty isn't just a clever play on a name. It's the place to find quality realtors who help with buying and selling real estate. Are you downsizing? Need commercial property for that business you've always wanted? River property? The House of Realty, owner broker Dick House and his staff have represented the area for 50 years, so you can trust their knowledge. And they'll never let the ball drop when it comes to your deal. House of Realty, proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, 701 South College, 425-5555.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Village Carpet Shop says,
baby, when you need to know when the deals are hot and the price is low, and we'll tell you
at Village Carpet Shop.
Come and deal with us, you'll feel fine.
Do you need to find time to shop for flooring? Then call Village Carpet Shop. We'll bring our samples to your home so you can take the time to feel fine about it. You stand on it, we stand behind it at Village Carpet Shop on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Village Carpet Shop.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. In fact, State Farm agent James Boyette is your go-to agent in Mountain Home for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent James Boyette will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 870-425-4540 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
For the past 150 years, Lyon College has offered exceptional educational opportunities for Arkansas students and launched outstanding careers right here in the natural state. From our outstanding academic reputation and competitive athletic programs to our beautiful campus and a vibrant small town community, Lyon College is dedicated to producing successful graduates who make a difference in our communities and our world. For more information about the Lyon College experience, visit lyon.edu. Lyon College, a better world starting in Arkansas.
Mountain Home High School's FFA member Madison Hudson speaks about the positive impact FFA has had on her over the last 6 years.
I was the person that sat in the back of the classroom, and to me, FFA is a confidence booster. It's a friend builder. It's a leadership skill. It's so much more than what people truly understand till they get into it. It's truly something that has changed my life.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
We welcome you back to the Baxter Health pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's get the introduction to tonight's referees. Brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank, working as a team to make our communities better by helping you reach your goals. That's what happens at Farmers and Merchants Bank, home of meat banking, member FDIC. Tonight's officials include Judd Bushler, Rick Smits, Greg Ostertag, as well as Joe Dumars. Introduction of tonight's team captains brought to you by White River Materials. For all your concrete and limestone needs, give White River Materials a call today. Mountain Home's team captains tonight are Dylan Drury, also Brady Barnett, and Elijah Lagg. The coin toss tonight brought to you by the office of Rob Coleman and the team at American Safeguard Insurance. They're proud to support our local athletes and their families, offering insurance for Medicare, home, auto, life, business, and more. Mountain Home won the toss. They deferred the option to the second half, so they'll be kicking off to Little Rock Christian. When we come back, that's going to wrap up the Baxter Health pregame show. We're going to take a break and get this game started in just a moment. Mountain Home and Little Rock Christian coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Farewell complications, later stress, goodbye business hours. Want a new level of banking convenience? Say hello to the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. With Arvest Go, you can deposit checks, pay bills, log lost or stolen debit cards. You can even pay people directly with just a tap. Arvest Go lets you bank virtually anytime, anywhere. And it's only from Arvest Bank. Goodbye limits, hello possibilities. Arvest